Hello, this is Lee Lohman, and welcome to this week's Investment Insights podcast. We will provide a quick review on April markets. After drifting lower for most of the month, risk assets rallied at the end of April and finished in positive territory. The French election spurred a rebound in markets when both Republican and Socialist candidates were edged out in favor of a centralist candidate. The election has yet to go into the second round, but political uncertainty has decreased as the French voting population appears to be favoring a more moderate political vision. On the domestic side, markets were relatively quiet. Data continued to lean positive with stabilizing inflation expectations, continued growth in home prices, and elevated consumer sentiment. Business confidence continued to surge as expectations remain high on the Trump administration's economic plan, but much uncertainty still remains on the administration's ability to deliver on its promised fiscal growth policies. The S&P 500 index was up 1%. Cyclical sectors outperformed more defensive sectors. Growth outperformed value for the fourth consecutive month, and small cap led both large and mid cap, a reversal from last month. Developed international equity was up 2.6% for the month, outperforming domestic equities. Positive news surrounding the French election boosted markets, but problems remained in other areas within the European Union. UK economic data exhibited signs of weakening as Brexit continues to loom over the economy, and debt levels of both Italy and Greece remain problematic. Emerging markets performed in line with developed markets, fueled by strong growth in China and dissipating fears of U.S. protectionism. The Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Index was up 0.8% for the month, with all sectors posting positive returns. The 10-year Treasury yield contracted 10 basis points, ending the month at 2.3%. After slightly widening last month, high-yield spreads narrowed 12 basis points. Municipal bonds performed in line with taxable bonds, up 0.7%. Increased demand and limited supply served as tailwinds for the asset class. We currently find a number of factors supportive of the economy and markets. The technical backdrop of the market is favorable, credit conditions are supportive, and global growth is improving. To date, Trump's policies are being seen as pro-growth, and investor and business confidence has improved. Uncertainty remains as policies under the administration and central bank actions continue to unfold, but our view on risk assets remain positive over the intermediate term. Thank you and have a great week.